Now let's hear what parents said in a survey about vaccines. We have heard a lot from parents who refuse to get their children vaccinated. They have challenged the science showing that vaccines carry little risk. We do not hear so much from parents who do have kids vaccinated, and they are among the people whose views stand out in a University of Michigan poll, NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
Researchers asked parents this question. If they knew a quarter of the children in their own child's daycare was not fully vaccinated, would they take their child out? Research scientist Sarah Clark was surprised by the answer.
Over 70% of parents said that they definitely or probably would consider doing that.
A big deal, she says, since changing daycare isn't easy for the parents or the child. And here's another surprise. 41% of parents said children who aren't up to date with vaccines should be excluded.
Kind of like public school. If you don't have them, you're not getting in.
But for many parents, the bigger surprise may be this. The fact is, federal health data show that 1 in 4 children actually aren't fully vaccinated, not because parents object to the vaccines, they just didn't make it to the doctor on time.
Whether it's due to not being able to get an appointment, or family life just got too hectic, or they didn't really know they were supposed to come in, well, those 4-month shots get delayed until, let's say, 5.5 or 6 months.
It's the 1-year mark when vaccines are most often missed after routine well-baby visits aren't as regular. Vaccines like DTaP, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, measles, and chickenpox. Clark says the findings should start a much-needed conversation between parents and daycare providers about vaccine policies and how to change them to make sure children stay healthy. Patty Naiman, NPR News.